Hey there, my royal priesthood. You know who this is. Welcome to another episode of Conversations with the Priestess. I've been really thinking over the time that I've been deconstructing, what were we really getting delivered from? What type of deliverance were we really seeking in our journey of Christianity? Hit that intro. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations with the Priestess. It's your girl, Yanni Taylor, aka Priestess. This episode is brought to you by Pancake Ice. This is a nice sativa. Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. I have been feeling quite creative. I've been relaxed, and it's helped with anxiety and symptoms of depression. I recommend it. It is highly recommended. Ooh, yeah. Okay. So earlier this week, going into the topic of this video, you know, the eclipse was on April the 8th, this past Monday. And of course, the Christians went wild. There were theories upon theories upon theories out the ass about the rapture coming, about even witches gathering up and praying. I just want to know, to my Christians out there, why do y'all think that witches and spiritual people are wasting their energy on you? I promise you, they are not wasting their energy on you. We have better things to focus on other than you. And in all of this madness, I've seen the harmful rhetoric concerning the rapture and how it's been condemning people. And y'all know me, sometimes I go about, you know, responding to the Christians in the comments to see what they're going to say, to see how they're going to react. And just for people disagreeing, of course, you have a lot of backlash and telling people that they need to get delivered. And amongst the crazy things that I've seen, along with the whole thing about the eclipse being the rapture, I do have a question for y'all's Christians. Since the rapture didn't happen, did God reschedule, or did y'all just have a moment of spiritual psychosis? Inquiring minds want to know. Because I don't understand the mindset behind praying the gay away or praying the transgender away. I've never understood that. And with all this madness, I saw a post. And it was an illustration of a man reading to his children with a shield up, and it was blocking all these different spiritual entities like Baphomet and different mythological characters, the East Ebony, Santa Claus, all these figures. And then it also had the rainbow and the gay pride symbols and flags saying, oh, we must pray, keep praying with our families and getting God's word to defeat the LGBT and the evils of the world. And I laughed and I retorted, I've tried praying the gay and the trans away, and boom, I'm still a proud card-carrying member of the Rainbow Coalition. I am a proud queer trans Black woman. There's nothing you can do about it. And the response was, you're just lazy. You didn't want to put in the work. And I wanted to know, what was I lazy in? Was I lazy in the fact that I refused to dedicate a life of repressing myself and causing myself mental anguish instead of becoming because I've already accepted myself for who I am? I had to walk in my truth. And sometimes walking in your truth is not comfortable for other people, but that's okay. That's their problem, not yours. Just don't oppress me in the process. And through this experience, I started thinking, what were we really getting delivered from? What was the ultimate goal of deliverance? Now we're going to journey. Throughout my life, I remember growing up in church, growing up in the South, how I remember the vicious things that church people have said over the pulpit about the LGBT community. I remember being called homophobic slurs by church folks. I got it even in my adulthood. And I did transition while I was in ministry, but I never would have thought even in the queer affirming ministries, I would experience all the transphobia I did, as I talked about in Diary of a Church Girl. Y'all check that series out on all podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, shameless plug. And I remember one Sunday, the pastor that I sat under knew that I was dealing with some things and healing from trauma. And if you know anything about the Black church, especially in the Pentecostal apostolic churches, they are very heavy on deliverance. And I will never forget in college, the time I went to a church and they did a whole deliverance service to deliver people from homosexuality, lesbianism, as they call it. Even people dealing with, you know, liking self-pleasure. And in my mind, I thought this was ridiculous, but this was indoctrinated in me from the time that I was a child. So as I began to deconstruct at that period, I found myself accepting myself and realizing that there was something wrong with what we were being taught. And even as I began pastoring in the queer affirming ministry, I shied away from that whole "you need deliverance," because I'm like, what exactly is deliverance? We're all going to deal with something in this life. And I felt that deliverance is an unrealistic expectation of perfection. It's an unrealistic expectation that God is going to say, poof, you're delivered. You're not going to struggle anymore. There are some things, there are some habits that you can break. There are some things that you're going to have to continually put in the work to overcome daily. And I am joyful at hearing the testimonies of how people have, you know, freed themselves from drug addiction, or how they are constantly on the sober path. They are staying on the sober path, rather. And that's all good. But I wouldn't attribute that to a higher being, per se, to a monotheistic being. I will say, yes, you would have the strength of your ancestors, but also it's that willpower within yourself to overcome or pull yourself out of whatever it is. And I think one thing about deliverance, if you struggle with things, or if the deliverance process for church people proved a little bit difficult, then you weren't trying hard enough. I remember when they told me that I was struggling with my sexuality. No, baby, I wasn't struggling. I mastered it perfectly. They told me that I wasn't trying hard enough and that I didn't take the deliverance process seriously, because deliverance is a process. Well, for about 5 or 6 years, I prayed God, help me, change me, but nothing changed. So I'm like, well, I'm doing all the fasting and praying, so what gives? So I resolved in 2010 just to accept myself as the queer person that I am. And who knew years later, I would then accept myself as a trans woman. Even in the time that I was in the queer-led ministry, although the pastor denied himself of who he was, I was still told that I needed to get delivered from depression, delivered from different things that made no sense. And it caused me a lot of anguish. And I was so grateful for the pandemic, because it put a lot of perspective, of a lot of things into perspective. I recognized that I did not need deliverance from anything. I needed to remove myself from religion and Christianity and focus on my mental wellness. I often look at deliverance services and recall the deliverance services that I've been in. And really and truly, yes, there are some great things that did happen. We did have some type of experience. And I have witnessed a lot of things. I have seen people break free. I have seen roots been taken off people. I have seen all kind of wondrous things happen. However, I do recognize that some of that was an emotional release. Some of that were some mental breakdowns and some episodes in those deliverance services. Am I denying that a spiritual supernatural thing happened? No, you know, because I do believe somewhat in metaphysics. I'm still finding my way in my own journey of spirituality and my belief. However, when it comes to the idea of deliverance, it's a scam. It's a scam to keep people drawn in and to make people feel like they are imperfect and that they are in the constant need of fixing. We don't constantly need fixing like that. Yes, we may deal with things in areas of our lives, but that's all a part of life. All a part of life is growing and learning. You're not going to overcome everything in one day. And I hate that the church ingrained that in us. And I will never forget how, you know, so many nights I would pray and starve myself. I would lay in my floor fast and pray. I was dedicated. And I was dedicated so bad to my family was very concerned. And after leaving that ministry and now after finally leaving Christianity, I realized that I'm not a broken individual. The constant need for deliverance really invalidates your humanity. As a human, we're going to make mistakes. There are going to be things that we may struggle with throughout our life, but that does not make us a bad person. It does not make us it doesn't disqualify us. It doesn't take away from our greatness or our excellence. Deliverance is a scam, and it's an unrealistic expectation for us to be perfect. And it signifies that we're broken when we're not. And we still have yet to figure out what we needed deliverance from. I would really say we needed, quote unquote, deliverance. What we really need deliverance from is the oppressive systems of the world and white supremacy. That's what we need deliverance from. Not from transgender people, not from LGBT community. We need to be delivered from predators, misogyny, transphobia, racism. These are the things that need to be fixed in society. Not how people love and not how people identify. So again, deliverance is a sham. It's a scam because we've been waiting so long for the deliverer to come. He ain't showed up yet, which I find it funny that they made this whole eclipse in the Christian world about the rapture. Baby, Jesus is not coming. Okay. Let's get that straight. Climate change is going to cancel us before Jesus comes. And that's all I got to say. Y'all live, love, and be free. I'm out.